Berkeley feminist author and scientist, talks with the author of an internal Google memo that refers to women as neurotic, a memo written in 2017. That's the topic this week on Techonomics. Host Jason Middleton and guest host Julian Guthrie spent an hour with two sides of a multi-sided challenge, sexism in Silicon Valley.
Hello and welcome back, and thanks for listening as always. This week, we've given the entire broadcast and all four podcast segments to the topic of gender inequality in Silicon Valley. The problem has been evident, if not rampant, for decades, and a Google engineer's recent memo and his subsequent firing is what we're unpacking today. James Damore wrote that women did not have a sufficient temperament to succeed in tech. Damore trained at Harvard in biology. So we asked neuropsychiatrist and author Luann Brizendine to join Mr. Damore, me, and my guest host, Julian Guthrie. Ms. Guthrie is also a journalist and author, and she's hosted Techonomics when I've been away. Here's the conclusion of the interview with all four of us, and then shortly after that, it'll be Julian and I discussing in real time what we took away from the discussion. Here we go. Seems like James wrote a very reasoned and researched article and started that conversation and got canned for it. Was he in the right in trying to start this conversation, in your opinion? I mean, I know you don't work at Google and I know you're not a manager there, but at the same time, outside looking in can be just as important as looking from the inside out.
Well, honestly, I was totally gobsmacked by the fact that they fired him. I mean, I'm not part of the process, so I don't know the details of things, and the devil's usually in the details, but it was astounding because, I mean, I work at a very big university, University of California. We have all types of policies and principles, and that would have never happened at the University of California, because if there was something that he said that was egregious and against policy, and, you know, HR would have gotten involved, and there would have been, you know, whatever the process and policies to follow would have happened. So I don't know the specifics of the situation and the decision that was made internally, but I do know that, you know, when you step on something that's in the middle of the gender wars, it can explode on you in surprising ways.
As it did. And James, so to kind of summarize, what would you like to see come out of this?
I would like at least people to feel comfortable with giving their opinion on things and not feel silenced, which I think is happening a lot to anyone that doesn't fit a certain ideology at Google and in Silicon Valley at large.
Well, James, right after this happened, some conservative groups from the outside tried to associate themselves with you. It's my understanding you kind of pushed back on that, and I don't really need a follow to that. I just want to know what's up for you next, work-wise, political-wise, whatever.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm talking with a lot of people and trying to see, you know, what it is I want to do, because I don't think coding is necessarily, you know, my life goal. I like to do many different things and try to understand the world in general.
Which is clear by what you wrote. I mean, do you feel with a little bit of distance now that maybe your time at Google as a coder, that it wasn't the best fit? Given your background and your studies and your obvious interest in the subjects around biology.
I guess, yeah, I'm interested in many things that aren't necessarily relevant to computer programming. I don't know what exactly is the best fit, though. That's why I currently don't have a job.
Well, your life has been greatly changed by all of this, hasn't it?
Right, yes.
Well, I'm cognizant of both of your time, and I'm going to keep Julian just for a few minutes after. But, James, did we miss anything that you wanted to discuss specifically?
No, I think we got it. Thanks.
Okay. And, Luann, what about you?
Well, I just think that we need to reemphasize that male and female brains are more alike than different. After all, we're all the same species, but also that we need to focus on, at the end of the day, on individuals and what their skill set is, and also take into account what their life is like based on whether they're a mother, a parent. You know, this thing about work and family balance in the workplace is something we really have not addressed, and I think that we really need to be able to address that for both men and women.
Yeah, but by your earlier definition, by the four of us having this discussion in such a frank manner, we're all heretics now. So I heard she used the word heresy a little bit earlier. So thank you, fellow heretics, for having this conversation this time. Let's hope we can have it again.
Absolutely.
James, thank you so much for your time. Luann, thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks.
That was a four-headed interview with me, journalist and author Julian Guthrie, neuropsychiatrist and author Luann Brizendine, and James Damore, the Google engineer who was fired for his memo on the differences between men and women in tech company workplaces. Right after we hung up with James and Luann, I asked Julian to stay on the mic in the studio so we could have an unscripted back and forth about the hour we had just spent with our guests. And here's that segment. I want to get your initial reaction to that conversation. I know we're going to both think it over and script our way in and out of it, but what is your first takeaway?
I was really impressed by Luann Brizendine and her take on James's memo. I thought that she was candid in saying that it is important and that he was actually accurate from the neuroscience, perspective. I thought that that was an important point to bring up, that the science from her perspective is actually valid and that she appreciates the dialogue and there should be the ability to have a more measured dialogue rather than this becoming such an incendiary sort of topic. I think that, you know, James really does speak to this hot button but very difficult and complex issue of women in the workforce, and particularly women in tech. It's broader than women in tech, but it's really especially problematical in tech. So I found it really interesting.
I found myself thinking in the days after he was fired, and that I was asked to be on a lot of shows, right, to give some commentary or some at least some context, if not commentary. And I tried to stick to the we need to have a wider dialogue around this anyway, because I'd had interviews with other people around this before. Right. But at the same time, I have to admit that I was looking at the words that he pulled out in his answers like, I wish I had not said neurotic, you know, because that has such a negative connotation. And it's associated with housewives of the 60s and stuff like that, you know, like better living through chemistry kind of stuff. And I found that I'm glad I was not vociferous in it because I didn't know enough. And I'm not dumb enough to do that. But at the same time, I was definitely leaning that James overstepped his bounds. And now I don't think so.
I feel the same way, exactly. When I first heard about it, I thought it was outrageous. And you do focus in on certain words. And I think when you do the kind of scientific, biological definition, as they did, of neuroticism, is different than the commonly accepted he's neurotic, she's neurotic sort of casual terminology. So I feel like I've come along the same way in terms of thinking about it, from, wow, that is really outrageous, to this is really interesting. And he had a lot of valid points.
Luann made one other point that I really liked, which was about the mentorships. Right. About how the male mentors who had been in the tech business for long enough didn't know what to do with the women working underneath them or working with them as mentees. Right. And that seems to me like almost a laser focus where tech companies could drill into policy. But they haven't. Not that I know of. And I'm not saying I know everything. I'm just saying, but I get the sense that culturally speaking, they've just been a lot of pearl clutching and hand wringing about this when she offered a real pain point.
Well, I think so, too. But I think there should be this embrace of the differences and a better understanding of what those gender differences are, because it's a reality. You know, there are certain gender differences, sure, which are biological, and the way in which men and women approach work-life balance, the fact that women worry more, it's not necessarily a bad thing.
Right.
The fact that men are, as she said, more aggressive is not necessarily a bad thing, but how do you bring these parties together, you know, in a really constructive way?
Right. Well, we have to keep
in the workforce.
Got to keep having the conversations. Thanks for coming in, Julian.
It was great. Thank you for having me.
That was Julian Guthrie discussing with me her takeaways from our interview with a neuropsychiatrist, Luann Brizendine, and a computer science engineer who was fired from Google for his memo on the differences of the sexes in the workplace. His name is James Damore. And we thank both of them for joining us, of course. And now we thank you for listening. Workplace equality affects everyone, whether it's equal pay, equal voice, or simple mutual respect. Using diverse voices in decision-making has proven to be more effective and efficient in the workplace. Sometimes it's hard for me to believe I'm having to say the headlines that we read about sexism, but prejudices do die hard, and the best way forward is to continue to discuss it, get out of our opinion bubbles and have a conversation with the goal that it leads to real societal change. Okay, we have all four podcast links up and ready to go if you missed some of this broadcast version of Techonomics. We are at Stitcher and Audio Boom. Just search Techonomics. We are also at KGORadio.com/Techonomics. Just look for the story that goes with this week's show. All of our sourcing and guest links are in there as well. We're on the Twitters, of course. I'm at KGOJason. And we're at Facebook.com/Techonomics Radio, too. We post the music we use there every week. For producer Liana Wilcox and her excellent edits this week, and executive producer Mike Anthony, and for guest host and friend of the show, Julian Guthrie, I'm Jason Middleton, and this has been Techonomics. Go make a change, everybody. Finally, a note about the music on this week's show and the passing of Tom Petty. We used Tom Petty tunes as a small memorial to the artist whose audiences and influence span generations. Remember, too, that Tom Petty went to war with the entire record industry in his 20s and won. His idea of success was getting paid to do what you love. Tom Petty was 66.
I keep crawling back to you.